Welcome to Ukrainian Made Easy, Lesson 19.
You're listening to Ukrainian Made Easy, where the method makes the difference.
Today we'll learn a very useful construction to talk about what we have. So let's start by repeating this new phrase.
У мене є.
That's three words.
У мене є.
У мене є.
So imagine you're hanging out with your friend when she tells you, "Darn, I need to make an important call, but my battery's dead." So you take out your cell phone and say,
"У мене є телефон. Хочеш?"
Word for word, he's saying, "At me there exists telephone. Want?"
У мене є телефон. Хочеш?
Say that up to speed.
У мене є телефон. Хочеш?
This is another really important moment where we want to note the super literal translation. In normal English, we say, "I have a car." But super literally in Ukrainian, "At me there exists car."
У мене є машина.
That second word is
мене.
And it's the same version of me that we encountered back in lesson 4. Say, "My name is Steve."
Мене звати Стів.
Or in lesson 12, ask, "Don't you see me?"
Ти мене не бачиш?
Imagine you've asked a friend if she has anything you can drink. She opens the fridge. "I have cola." How will she phrase that? At me there exists cola.
У мене є кола.
And notice that the feminine word
кола
doesn't change. Because we're not doing anything to the cola. It's the cola that's existing at me. It's what we call the subject of the sentence. Try saying, "I have a computer." Literally, at me, there is a computer.
У мене є комп'ютер.
All right, time for some review. Ask your friend, "Do you need an apartment?"
Тобі потрібна квартира?
Say, "I like your car."
Мені подобається твоя машина.
Ask your friend, "Where's your apartment? Downtown?"
Де твоя квартира? У центрі?
Want a souvenir?
Хочеш сувенір?
No, I don't need a souvenir.
Ні, мені не потрібен сувенір.
Where is your computer?
Де твій комп'ютер?
I need the internet.
Мені потрібен інтернет.
You speak Spanish well.
Ти добре говориш іспанською.
Okay, let's get back to today's new construction. Imagine you just offered your friend coffee, but he said he didn't want any. Tell him, I have tea.
У мене є чай.
So again, we know these two forms of the word me now. Say, I need a telephone. Literally, to me is needed a phone.
Мені потрібен телефон.
Now say, I have a telephone. Literally, at me, there is a telephone.
У мене є телефон.
So again, we have
мені
versus
мене.
Мені. Мене.
With that in mind, how do you think you'd ask a friend, do you have a telephone? Hit pause and think about it. Okay, literally, at you there is a telephone?
У тебе є телефон?
Did you hear the word?
Тебе.
Say it one more time.
У тебе є телефон?
So let's compare. Do you need a computer? Literally, to you is needed a computer?
Тобі потрібен комп'ютер.
Now ask, at you there is a computer?
У тебе є комп'ютер.
So we have to you.
Тобі.
Versus at you.
У тебе. Тобі. Тебе.
Ask your friend, do you have a car?
У тебе є машина.
Now let's learn how to use this construction to say or ask what other people have. First, how do you say, this is my friend John?
Це мій друг Джон. У Джона є машина.
Did you hear that? Say just, at John.
У Джона.
Based on that one example, how do you think you'd say, Mark has a telephone?
У Марка є телефон.
At Mark.
У Марка.
Let's discuss what's going on here in today's tip.
Up next, your tip of the day from Ukrainian Made Easy.
In Ukrainian, there are many small words like
у
that we just learned and
В.
As in.
В Макдональдсе.
As well as.
На.
For example.
На роботі.
Okay, these little words called prepositions have a big effect on the words that follow. For example, ask, where's the store?
Де магазин?
But now say, I'm now in the store.
Я зараз в магазині.
That little word
в
forced the word
магазин
to change to
в магазині.
And that Ukrainian word у, which we've been translating today as at, it also affects the words that follow. For example, this is Ivan.
Це Іван.
But to say, at Ivan there is a computer, his name will change. Listen.
У Івана є комп'ютер.
As we're seeing, the pattern with masculine words and names, when we have у in front of them, is to simply add an а sound at the end.
У Івана, у Вадима.
Now listen to these. This is Olga.
Це Ольга.
Olga has a car. Literally, at Olga there is a car.
У Ольги є машина.
So how might you say, this is Svetlana, Svetlana has a computer?
Це Світлана. У Світлани є комп'ютер.
So the pattern with feminine words and names, when we have
у
in front of them, is to change the
а
at the end to an
и.
У Світлани. У Ольги.
And so on. Again, the takeaway here is keep an eye out, or, well, keep an ear out, for the effect that these little words have on the words that follow. All right, let's look at a new word. Repeat after the speaker.
Кішка.
Кішка.
The only pet I have is a
кішка
named Fluffy. She likes to sit on my lap and she purrs when I pet her. So a
кішка
is a cat. How would you say, this is my cat, Fluffy?
Це моя кішка, Fluffy.
I like your cat.
Мені подобається твоя кішка.
I want a cat.
Я хочу кішку.
I have a cat.
У мене є кішка.
Can you hit pause and repeat all four of those phrases again? Give it a try. And one more new word. Listen and repeat.
Ручка.
Ручка.
Can you figure out what it is? Here it is in context. I have two writing utensils on my desk. The wooden one that writes with lead is a pencil, and the plastic one that writes with ink is called a...
Ручка.
So a...
Ручка
is a pen. Ask your friend, do you have a pen?
У тебе є ручка?
I need a pen.
Мені потрібна ручка.
Imagine that your friend has a really cool glow-in-the-dark pen. Tell her, I want your pen.
Я хочу твою ручку.
Тарас has a pen.
У Тараса є ручка.
Mom has a cat.
У мами є кішка.
Let's work in other recent vocabulary. Say, this is Dasha.
Це Даша.
Dasha has an apartment in the center.
У Даші є квартира в центрі.
This is Іван.
Це Іван.
Іван has a car.
У Івана є машина.
This is my dad.
Це мій тато.
Dad has a computer.
У тата є комп'ютер.
Before we end, let's ask our friend one more time, do you have a kitty cat?
У тебе є кішка?
How will she say yes, I have a cat?
Так, у мене є кішка.
Awesome job today. Don't miss lesson 20, that's the final exam for volume 1. You get ready for that, and I'll see you then.
Questions or comments, please send your email to support@ukrainianmadeeasy.com.